you cross what they call the Mahan Creek.
Yeah.
Well, he comes in to Shoal Creek, the Mahan Creek. Then there's a creek that comes out from Aldridge.
Yeah.
It goes, all of them come in together. Well, we own down between here, I'd say in front of, well, I don't know, I can't give you the exact point, but they all come in together into one, you know. Well, that's what makes
the Cahaba River.
Cahaba River. Mm-hmm. It's all these little small creeks going into and make the Cahaba River.
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was.
You know, there were two men drowning when that
Cahaba. Oh, I know it. That was
you might have known. Wasn't that all?
One of them was a neighbor of this friend of mine.
Oh.
And one of my students asked me if he could get out of class to go look for that body. Because I don't know what happened.
You know.
That's the last time he came.
You know, I blame, in a way, I blame those people that live there. Now, Mr. he was raised right there. He knew that they had built that new bridge, which he said that he told them. But I don't know. I wonder sometimes if he did.
Yeah, it did say that he warned them.
And he warned them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if them boys could have been told about that. You see, they didn't come. They, well, I don't know where you've
that'd
been
be on
there.
That record one.
But,
yeah. Well, I guess it could leave it off.
Well, now we might
have. Okay. What about a channel that, if you have a real heavy rain, it might make a little stream in your field? What would you call that?
A break.
Okay. If it's coming across your field just after a rain, you'd still call it that.
Or call it a wash.
Yes. You call it a wash or a branch or whatnot.
Right.
Of course, now, a big rain come into a field, I would say you'd call that a wash.
So I'm going to say gullies. So what come the biggest rain just wash gullies all over my field? I've heard people say it over there dozens of times.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the soil that's been moved by this rain? When it makes that gullies, what do you call that soil?
Well, now, it's washing the topsoil off down in a lower place or branch or whatnot, but anyway, your topsoil is being washed away.
Mm-hmm. This is what makes those bottoms so rich.
That's what makes your bottom land so much better than your upland, because whenever it comes a big rain, it washes all your topsoil off down into the bottom, and that's where you get your rich soil.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what about a real steep hill that's bigger than just a hill?
Mountain?
That's what I'm trying to think of. And suppose you've got a real high, steep place, but there isn't any slope, like on a mountain. It just drops straight down. What do you call that? It's a real high place and it just drops straight from there.
Would you call that a waterfall?
Well, if there's water going over it. Yeah, that's another thing I was going to ask you about. But if you might be standing on the edge, there's no water there.
Clear.
You know, just, yeah.
Clear. Right.
Okay. And if you had two of them, you'd have two?
Two clear.
That's what I want.